to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
The lighter side or the dark side?
Yes, these guys kind of recognize that riff. We got, I'm not wearing my usual suit. I have my ministry hockey jersey on because it's a special ministry show.
It's like a
you guys
onesie.
Here? Oh.
It's like a onesie.
Yeah, my onesie. Yes, my ministry onesie that they have just in my size.
Yeah.
The smartest I'm talking to you right there is Sin Quirin, the guitar player from ministry. You also know him from Revolting Cox. You know him from the band Supermanic. He's played with American Head Charge.
And also from Reese's commercials.
Well, very nice.
Reese's, I'm the new face for Reese's.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's a two-time Grammy Award nominee.
Yeah.
And
what do I have to show for it? Reese's.
Well,
Reese Witherspoon.
Well, we were talking about how good Reese Witherspoon might taste.
Well, you know, there's a story behind Reese and... Aaron can tell you.
We're gonna get to that. Hold on one second, because I gotta get my sponsors out of the way. Oh. Reese's is not. Well, apparently somebody who knows something about Reese Witherspoon is Aaron Rossi, the drummer for Ministry, who also has played with Prong. I played with Prong too, but he's played with Prong. Oh. You played with Steve Vai. You played with John Five. You played with a lot of interesting musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Does he talk? Is that...
I got peanut butter mouth.
Oh, yes. Yes. They go from... I don't know what they're doing with Al Jurgensen in the studio. Who knows? He's smoking crack, eating Reese's. I don't know what's going on. He's in rehab. I know. Good for him. Yeah. So before we get started, Josie Cat is on her way. She's in the bathroom. I don't know what's going on. She's taking a shit. I don't know what's going on.
We know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know. The douching. I'm not sure what's going on in there, but... But as she's in there, I want to let you know this. Yes, how are those peanut butter cups?
Go ahead. I'll let you do your sponsors.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Yes, because I'd like to make some money off this. That'd be nice. And also, I want to tell people, I want to give people free audiobooks. You guys are on the road. You know, sometimes you can't listen to ministry the whole time on the road. Sometimes you want to chill out and listen to a book, right? That's what audible.com is for. If you go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow or... Just go to darkmarkshow.com and just click on the wonderful audio, Audible. I see Audible. I mess this up every week. The wonderful Audible banner ad right by my smiling face. You get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial to audible.com. I picked out a book for you, Aaron.
What's it called?
Well, and we're going to talk about this. You did. You were participating in the soundtrack to The Lords of Salem.
Yes, yes. I played on a death metal song with... John Five and Rob Zombie.
And we'll talk about that, because the whole Rob Zombie ministry thing, I want to get that. Al Jurgensen, Rob Zombie, if this is their feud, is there not? We'll talk about that. But Lords of Salem, they have the audiobook.
Oh, really?
On audible.com. And if Rob Zombie says it's a perfect companion to the movie, it expands on things, it's longer, more detailed.
Might sell more.
Yeah. Make him more money. Look, Josie Katz walked into the door. And apparently she, yes. It's Sid. I picked out a book for you. I picked out an audio book for Sin Quirin. Audible.com. audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow or darkmarkshow.com. Your Perrier is right there. I don't think they're going to share their peanut butter cups. But Sin Quirin.
I don't have any more. I'm out. Gone.
You also played, I forgot to mention, you played with Lords of Acid.
Yes.
So.
I did.
This might be a stretch, but the book I picked out for you.
That's what she said. What's the book?
Acid House. By Irvine Welsh.
Oh, nice.
The author of Trainspotting.
Yeah, Ryan. How are you?
Good to see you.
So if you go to audible.com, you can get that.
Awesome.
He's going without headphones. He's living dangerously.
Yes, he's living very dangerously.
Yeah. Hi.
I'm going to turn this around so we can all see Josie Cat in her wonderful glory. And we were trying to figure out what you were doing in the bathroom. I said some things that you might be doing that I don't know if you did.
What was that?
Shitting, douching, that type of thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's not fun stuff. I guess sometimes shitting can be fun. Well, anyway, you really got
to
go.
Well, I really don't need to hear about that. But so, well, you could have been peeing, which brings me to the book that I picked out for you.
Does it have to do with peeing?
No, it has to do
with Golden Showers.
I know how you love
the greatest.
I know how you love Bela Lugosi.
Yes.
And I'm going to look on Audible, see if they have a Golden Shower book. But
I bet you they do.
The Thirsty Death.
The Thirsty Death
is a radio play in the 1930s that Bela Lugosi narrated.
Wow. Nice.
You can get that on audible.com. Just go to darkmarkshow.com. No, the real guy. John Carradine.
Well, his son is Bela Lugosi, Jr.
Yes.
He's an attorney.
I understand. But they did not get the attorney to narrate this book. They actually got an audio file from the 1930s from the real Bela Lugosi. And speaking of Bela Lugosi.
His practice is in Transylvania, right?
Right. Speaking of Bela Lugosi.
Actually, in the valley.
I'm looking.
Same thing.
So, wait. Golden Shower is coming up with something on audible.com. Yeah, they got everything on audible.com. Golden Shower audiobook. The 10 Golden Steps to Shower in Engine Trap. Wait, that makes sense.
Do they have Caligula?
No. Listen to this. This is how to get more. I might get this. The 10 Golden Steps to Shower in Search Engine Traffic. You put golden and shower together, you get more searches.
Got it.
I might get that book. Anyway,
so you get clean people and some really, really dirty people.
They have some dirty books on there. But speaking of dirty books and dirty things, it's time for the Josie Cat Hollywood Reports.
Woohoo.
Josie girl, you look so hot.
Oh, we're still doing this song? Can't hear it. This is Sex Junkie by my old band, Piss Ant, the first song I wrote. It's very deep.
Sex junkie.
Those are the kind of songs you write when you're in your 20s.
You're not writing those anymore.
Or 40s.
Josie.
Yeah.
What happened in Hollywood these days?
Well, went to a really killer Oscar party on Sunday.
The Night of 1,000 Stars.
Yes. Walter Matthau was there.
Walter Matthau's dead. who was there?
I did this last time.
It's
a hell of a party.
Walter Matthau was there. Charlie Chaplin
raised up half the dead. It was like all the old Academy.
Yeah, I know.
And then really super, super young starlets.
I totally want to go there.
Old dudes looking at the young 20-year-old wannabes.
I've been trying to get our mutual friend because he always does interviews there. I'm trying to get him to hook me up with that for a long time. But
Gary Busey was there.
Yeah, that's a guy. Yeah,
I got to meet Gloria Allred. No, she was mobbed.
How was she hot?
Gloria looked great.
Okay, Gary.
Remember Bobby Benton?
I saw a picture with you. Her name's Barbie Benton.
I mean Barbie. I'm so good with names.
Remember Bobby
you guys
Benton?
Tell.
I'm from Boston. Remember Bobby Benton? No, I remember Barbie Benton.
Barbie Benton.
The Playboy model. I saw a picture of you, her, and Elizabeth, our friend.
Yeah.
And
she looks great. She's got to be
60, Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby Benton.
Barbie Benton.
Barbie.
Barbie Benton looks, as with anybody who takes a picture with Josie Cat and Elizabeth, they just rise the person up and they look fantastic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You're being nice to me today. What do you want?
I've insulted you about 10 times already on the show.
Yeah, behind my back. Usually there's
not behind your back. You're like, that's the kind of songs that are writing in my 20s. I'm like, you're not writing them anymore. One slipped right by you, right? So who else was there? Lou Ferrigno was there. He's always there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Did Gary Busey hit on you?
Wow.
No.
Who
I was bummed out.
Who was the weirdest star that hit on you?
No weird stars hit on me.
Who hit on you?
Walter Matthau.
She means Martin Landau from Ed Wood and Mission Impossible. So, what else? Any other hijinks at the Night of 100 Stars?
Not really. There were some weird costumes that people were wearing.
Right.
I saw someone with
starfish. They're called tuxedos and dresses. You might want to look at them.
No, actually, there was someone wearing real starfish around her head, like a reef. It was really stupid.
I was going to say, the starfish, you got me all sorts of things going through my mind. But not only was last week.
What?
I got it.
Yeah, we all got it. Everybody's thinking about your asshole except for you. But what is
he was thinking about your rusty bullet hole.
Rusty bullet hole? I didn't say that. Sinclair said that.
Toilet talk.
Well, you're the one that had to go to the toilet before when we started the show. We were all here chilling with the guys.
I know. I've been driving for 2 hours.
We all had our ministry shirts on except for Sin, and you, yeah. Where's your ministry shirt? Anyway. No, but there's something coming on.
I need one.
All right, I'm going to take my ministry shirt off. And you can
take your onesie off. Give it to her.
Yeah, it's a thing called a onesie.
It's a onesie? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who you're looking like?
Who's that?
In the shirt?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I know. I get that a lot. Because I got the full beard now. Yeah, I know. I met Kevin Smith. He's very cool. But there's something coming up in Hollywood. We got to get to ministry talk, please. Quit wasting my time.
Yeah.
What's coming up in Hollywood this week?
Stupid old me. My band's playing next week. Loaded.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. I heard there's some really good comedian that's opening up, too.
Yeah. Did you get asked?
Yeah. Ruby Carrera. You know her new band, Carrera, with Ruby Carrera? You guys know Ruby Carrera?
I haven't seen the band, but I know the band.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a cross between, like, Spinal Tap meets... How would you explain it?
Spinal Tap doesn't really do it justice. What it is, it's kind of like... It's kind of sleazy rock, kind of Motley Crue meets Iggy Pop sort of stuff, you know, just a bunch of people.
But it's very
Motley Pop,
very tongue in cheek, with a sense of humor.
Like Iggy Crue,
with a sense of humor. We're on a tiny stage with all kinds of fog and a big light show and dancers.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll explain it too. It's I don't know if you've been, you guys have probably both been in the band where there's two. And Ministry used to be like a band like that, I think, where they had two real strong forces that are trying to work together.
Of nature?
That think they're the star, and they're, you know, and there's only going to be one star.
Yeah.
So that's Josie's the star. Ruby's the star. So you got two stars on stage, and it's weird.
So you guys the real star?
We fight for attention.
I know you do. Yeah, that's what's fun. So you see, like, Josie's like, and he does it with the guitar, gets in front of her, and she gets in front of him. It's that kind of thing.
Oh, is it?
Two divas. It's real cheesy. It's fun,
though. Two divas, one hot girl, one hot guy, I'm told, and they just fight for attention.
Cool.
So, but usually the backup dancers get all the attention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then all the girls.
We have naked girls.
All the girls hop on stage. Oh, they have, it's a good show.
We sing cool. Foxy Lady, and we get my hot girlfriends on stage.
Cool.
Right, all my hot girlfriends on stage.
Ruby would like to think they're his hot girlfriends, but they're not.
Well, I don't even want to get into that.
Let's talk ministry.
Now, Sin Quirin was on the show. I was telling Sin that he was on the show in May. And I remember how pissed you were when I booked him because you couldn't make it that night.
Was it? I can't believe it's been that long.
It was amazing. I'll tell you what happened. We were doing a show at Universal Studios, and actually Aaron was booked. And I have to apologize to you because you were booked 1 week, and then I got a call. I was doing a show on a Monday, and I got a call on Friday at the GoCast Network. They're like, they're not doing shows there anymore.
Yeah,
I had to cancel on you, and I apologize.
We were trying to work it out.
You were supposed to be on with the Queen of Spank. Nikki Rouge, who I saw this weekend. And so we're going to get you spanked. There's a whole thing. We had a whole thing planned, and I apologize. Now we're going to make it up to you.
You messed up.
So then the next week, the guy calls me. He's like, okay, we're still in litigation. You could do a show this week. I'm like, well, okay. So that's on the Saturday. So I'm like, I got 2 days to put together a show. I put together the greatest shows in no time. I ran to Cinder Bar Center. So I was like, you want to do the show? He's like, sure. And then the next day, he's like, you want to do it next week? Because I kind of want to promote it. I'm like, I don't know if there's going to be a next week, dude. And I got Cornelius Grant, the guitar player from The Temptations, who wrote I'm Losing You, the great song that Rod Stewart covered. So I had them in the studio with Hell's Bell. And as you know, all hell broke loose.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember you were at Bar Sinister with us. It was the same night. And I said, oh, I just booked Sin Quirin. And you're like, motherfucker.
I think I was out of town.
No, you were there that night because I told you. I remember I told you. I'm like, I booked Sin the week you're not going to be there. And you're like,
I know. I was out of town. That's why I was
in. Yeah, you weren't at the you weren't at the show. Yes. Anyway, Sin Quirin, for people that don't know, the Skid Row Studios, they're guitar player from Ministry. Well, we had Matt Zane in here.
Mm-hmm.
We had Matt Zane in January. Another great show that you missed. And
And that's a good friend of mine. I think we were all on Porn to Rock together. Were you on
Porn
to Rock?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, tell us about that.
My assistant was on that.
Yeah.
How did you service Sin when you were on Porn to Rock?
I didn't service Sin.
No, we weren't on the same, like...
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like there that.
They only featured three artists, though.
Yeah.
It was Society One, Pissant, and then I don't even know who the other person was. Remember. They were really grasping for straws to get people in the adult industry.
Well,
the only reason why they picked us is because we had been on Playboy TV a few times.
Right.
That's considered adult.
If they're getting Jessica on the show, they're really grasping straws. So, Sin.
Fuck you.
So, Sin, you've been playing guitar. You've been playing guitar since you were a kid. And
yeah.
And you ended up in Society One with Matt Zane.
Yeah. I came into Society One in 1999, and my old band, Electric Head, had done a show like at the Coconut Teaser or something one night.
That's a great name, and I remember the Coconut Teaser.
And we played with Society One, and I met the guys, and long story short, they were looking for, you know, a guy that could play keyboard. And I auditioned, and I'm really not a keyboard player, but
I was going to say, you didn't play guitar enough.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like they had a guy that played keyboard and, like, doubled on guitar.
Right.
So, you know, I was able to fake it enough to get the gig, and, like, we were on tour, like the following month, and then we got signed to Earache Records, and then there's a bunch of, like, different, you know, lineup changes, but it was always me and Matt.
Right.
And,
did he have the penis Mike? Microphone?
No, that came then? A little bit later.
I assume he had the penis at that time. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Was still around.
Aaron, yeah, penis is the thing. It's male genitalia.
Yeah. It's like custom penis, right, Mike made.
Trust me, I've seen. I see who you arrive with. You got a penis. Don't give me that, Aaron.
But
I got balls.
Explain it.
Yeah.
Yes. It's an oblong shaped. We might have some juggling later. Anyway, so Society One. So Matt, when Matt was here, he was like, Ministry took like my whole band.
Yeah. I mean, there was a period there where,
it was Al Jurgensen scouting.
No. It wasn't. That's not actually how it went down. I had Paul Raven had already worked with Al Jurgensen. So Raven had already been in Ministry, and when I joined the Revolting Cox,
right,
I was in Revco, and then Raven was in Ministry,
right,
and then the fall, like after that tour is when Al asked if I wanted to write for the next Ministry record,
right,
and that's how that happened. But you know, he wasn't like scouting, you know, or anything like that. It just happened to be like, oh, you know, I know this guy kind of thing. And,
right. Well, we're going to skip around. You know? I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff, but I remember speaking of Ministry, and I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry.
I did, but
I'm out of here.
I did, but no, but I was, cause I forgot to ask this, cause this is the first question I was going to ask. Cause I remember first time I heard Ministry and it blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Not blew my mind. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I was in the casino in Vegas, and I'm always late to the party. And they played the video for "Jesus Built My Hot Rod,"
mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to this. I'm like, "This is metal, and you could dance to it and screw it." I'm like, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah.
And then I went to a show. It was Ministry, Helmet, and Sepultura,
mm-hmm.
And I went to see Helmet because I was a big Helmet fan, and I was like, "Holy shit, what is this?" And I'm a lifelong Ministry fan.
Yeah.
And here's the question I got to ask both of you. When was the first time you heard Ministry? Aaron, when was the first time you heard Ministry? And what was your reaction?
My sister got me into it when I was 12.
Now, was this the Every Day is Halloween, or is this
Psalm 69?
Oh, okay.
And her best friend, Susan, it was her favorite band. I remember she would wear Ministry shirts all the time.
Right.
So when I got in the band, those were the first people I called my sister. And right. Let Susan know I'm playing in Ministry now.
Now I could hook you up with merch.
Exactly. No way.
Whoa, what's that?
And what were you listening to? What were you listening to when you heard Ministry? Grunge or?
I've always been a metal guy since I was a teenager. Yeah.
So
classic rock, but as soon as I got into metal, it was
right.
Straight double bass and metal.
Right. Slayer and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or even heavier than that.
Yeah. And Sepultura, Death.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Napalm Death.
And Sin, when was the first time you heard Ministry? And what was your reaction?
I was in like high school or something, and I actually, a friend of mine gave me the cassette to, in case you didn't feel like showing up live.
And by the way, kids, cassette is it's a little thing that's shaped like this, and it had like there's a little tape in there, and it goes round and round. It's it in your car.
So that was the first.
And then it gets stuck.
Yeah, it gets stuck. You gotta pull the tape out. So I'm sorry.
That was the first time I heard them was in
the
high school.
The live one.
Yeah, and it just fucking blew my mind. I didn't know what the fuck I was listening to, but I was like, this is amazing. And then right after that, I heard No Devotion by the Revolting Cox. So
right.
I was just hooked with all of that shit.
Yeah, that was like the same with me. I just sort of like.
But it was like, I mean, kind of like Aaron. I mean, I was always into like, you know, heavy, you know, metal and rock and stuff like that.
Right.
But this was different to me, you know, because it was it was mixing so many different genres. It was punk. That was like, you know, a little new wave. That was metal. It was like, you know, electronic stuff. So it was like, it was different because there was nothing out there like it back then. You know, but it piqued my interest.
And this is pre Nine Inch Nails and pre all the other bands that sort
definitely.
Yeah. What was the first time you were in ministry, Josie? And what did you think?
Probably, gosh, I don't know. I can't.
Well, you know what? Maybe you haven't heard it. If you haven't heard it, this is from the new ministry album, which I really like. This is the latest Farewell album, and I'm gonna, because you said it was gonna be good.
I did.
And actually, the first conversation we had, we were talking about The Last Sucker, and you're like, I like it, but I think this is probably a better ministry album.
Because
we were both like, there's so much more to the band than what was on that record, even though they had some really good songs.
Yeah.
And then I think this one really shows the whole range. So if you haven't heard Ministry, Josie, and apparently you haven't. But this is from Beer to Eternity. Sin Quirin and Aaron Rossi played on this. This is a good song. It was one of my favorite songs on the album. It's called Punch in the Face. That's a little bit of a punch in the face.
What if I put my fingers over?
Oh, like this?
Yeah.
We're discussing how to get Josie topless now.
Like that?
We'll get to
how big are your areolas?
They're not big.
Nice.
Prove it.
They're good size. Hey, Playboy said I have some.
Are we on or are we not on?
We're on now. Cool. We'll talk about when Ginger's in next week. Ginger Lynn is going to be on the show next week. We'll talk about when you were in Playboy.
I know, I can't wait. I'll come next week too. John Holmes,
if you want, sure.
Yeah,
you're always invited.
Awesome.
So here's the thing. Now, this is about the seventh final ministry album that's ever been. It's my favorite final ministry album, but there's been
only the second.
No. I'll contrary because I went
on final.
This is the last album by Ministry.
More importantly, why don't we say hi to your board op over here?
Jenny, Jenny. Well, here's
hi, Jenny.
This is the question I also wanted
so
to ask.
That was so rude the way he did that. He said hi, Jenny, and then just went back.
I'm trying to do the show here. There's people listening on the show.
I can't.
Jenny is our lovely producer.
My headphones don't work.
Jenny?
They do.
Yeah, turn them up. Come on, man. Turn them up. Jenny, could you check out his headphones, please? I'm going to talk to
him. He just wants Jenny to bend over.
Look, here, listen.
What I was going to say is you said there's two final ministry albums, Al Contraire.
That's right.
And Aaron will talk to me. The Last Sucker, because I looked this up on Wikipedia. The Last Sucker in 2008 was supposed to be the last album, correct?
They weren't.
That's correct.
Right, this is before you joined the band, but that was supposed to be the last album.
Yep.
You joined the band when?
Adios Puta Madres.
Okay, so that was the live album.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in between
the CU Lay Tour 2008.
That was from the final tour.
Now they're off again.
Right, that was from the final tour.
Yep.
But this is good. We're gonna be doing the whole show about how to fucking get the headphones. You want to use my headphones?
They're faulty.
Jenny, could you?
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, so
don't worry about it. These are turn on and off.
No. That's anyway. So
it's all good.
Anyway, so. So The Last Sucker was the last album in 2008. Then there was a covers album, Cover Up. So that was going to be the last Ministry album. That was the album that you...
Wait.
Well, that's a Ministry album, isn't it?
Yeah, but it wasn't termed... It wasn't, like, labeled the last, Ministry record.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't... There was no original material there.
Right. It was all covers. And that's where you got your first Grammy nomination.
Correct.
Where you played Painted Black.
Under My Thumb.
Was Under My Thumb. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It was I got the band right. It was the Rolling Stones, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like, all right. So they do a covers album. It's not official, but okay. So there's the last album. Then Adios Putas Madres comes out, the live album from the live tour. So you both are on that. You both get nominated for a Grammy for that. So that's the last album. No, and then he comes out with two albums which are exactly the same, which is another covers album, which is Every Day is Halloween and Undercover, which is another covers album. Did you guys play on that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, but see, so there's two albums that were basically the same, another covers album, right? Okay, so you're like, okay, that's the last Ministry album. Then he comes out with an album called Relapse, which did either of you play on that?
No, I didn't.
And speaking of which, is he in rehab right now?
He's out of rehab now.
How's he doing?
From what I hear, very well.
Okay. Good. So you haven't seen him since he's been out?
I haven't seen him now.
Okay. And any more tattoos, piercings? Yeah, he's...
Not that I know of.
Right. Because
talk about him or me?
No, him.
No.
Him. Because he... As between the Last Sucker and this final,
talking about
album,
his final tattoo, or
he's got tattoos on his face now. He's got weird piercings.
Is it the final tattoo, Aaron, or there are a couple more final tattoos?
So
he's still working on his face,
right? Yeah, he's got the whole face thing going on. Like, you think Mike Tyson's? I've got his book. His book is great.
Who, Mike Tyson's?
No, Al Jurgens' book. This is like Abbott and Costello for retards. No, I got Al Jurgens' book. Alex Jorgensen's book, it's a great read. If you thought Motley Crue's The Dirt was wild, this is a wild book.
Do they have that on that audio thing you got?
They don't. Not yet. I don't think he's done an audio book yet, but I would love to have it. If he does the audible.com, I will promote it every week.
Cool.
I worked with a producer that just came back at the time. This was a long time ago. And I guess he was living back in Chicago.
Yeah.
So he flew back from Chicago. He's like, oh my God, I had to work with him. And we couldn't get anything done because he was, like, smoking golf ball-sized...
Well, that takes me to my question. And I know he just got out of rehab, so obviously he was indulging recently. But, how much is bullshit and how much is that is real?
Well, he hasn't done drugs in many, many years.
Well, I mean, people say he's crazy. People say...
I figure he was like a test mouse for... Tim Leary back in the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Tim would give him drugs and then write down.
So you guys didn't, you know, he was clean when you guys played with him.
Oh, yeah.
But he was still like nuts.
My first experience.
I mean, a nutty genius is what I mean.
My first experience, he drank a bottle of Marilyn Manson's absinthe that he got from the band, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, had given it to Al.
The whole bottle.
Yeah, he drank it, and that was our first rehearsal, and he was on the ground. The whole rehearsal.
That's a true story.
Yeah, he was.
What year is this? Was it 2008?
2008.
Yeah, it was my first day. And he's on the floor drooling.
First day of rehearsal with him.
First day of the last Ministry tour of all.
Yeah.
He's signing off right.
Yeah.
And first off, I can't believe he drank Marilyn Manson's absinthe. That's going to be ridiculous. But now, how did you get the call to be in ministry?
Through Prong.
I love Prong. Prong is a great band.
I played in Prong for 5 years. We were signed to Al and Angie's record label, 13th Planet.
See, I was surprised at that because I remember Prong in the 90s, and it was more straight-ahead metal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised that Al was working with them. Because actually, Al sort of, like, albums were more Prong-like than Prong was ministry, from what I remember.
Supposedly, Al and Tommy hated each other when they first met each other at a festival.
Okay.
They, Tommy looked at Al, he's like...
Yeah.
F you. I was like, F pictures? You.
No, not yet.
It was,
not
but
yet.
It was a mutual respect.
Right,
they were in
right,
the same
right.
scene, same right. similar genre, and
right.
they were stealing members from each other.
Right.
Prong and ministry.
Oh, so he didn't steal people from Matt Zane, he stole people from Prong.
You know, he took Raven, he took John Bechdel.
Right.
Yeah.
A series of musicians. Right.
And the reason that, Josie, the reason that this is going to be the final ministry album is they're saying, although. I have to ask you, there's a new ministry logo. And there's a big splash. There's a new ministry logo.
Sam did some that, stuff right? Sam Sheeran.
There's going to be some stuff coming up in 2014. Is there?
It's already 2014.
Yeah.
There's a whole 9 months to go. I mean, they can do some other things in 2014.
Well, there's, I mean, there's
maybe a, they meant the show.
There's a remix record that's already in the can and will be coming out. I don't know when.
A remix of From Beer to Eternity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who produced it?
Who produced the remix or the studio?
Yeah.
Al and Sammy, who co-produced From Beer to Eternity and engineered. He's been our engineer for the past several records.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's talking about doing working with Lil Wayne. Have you guys talked about that?
Yeah. I don't know anything about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I was talking about he wants to do a record with Lil Wayne. It sounds great.
The kids will love that.
I don't know if they. I'm not sure if they're ready for that.
That's well.
Anyway,
no.
so you were in Prong. No, but now you.
Run DMC.
Now let me ask you something because Ministry and we were just playing some, and you were talking about the live album. In case you didn't feel like showing up, I was watching that the other day as I was prepping for Ministry. Instead of my usual research when I have hot girls in here and jerking off, I actually watch a lot of Ministry videos.
He does a lot of research.
I do a lot of research. No, well, I pulled a nice picture of you, Josie, so I did my research for this show.
Oh, you researched hard. That was like one of my profile pictures.
You're the one who said hard. Anyway, so, but I forgot because I actually was, here's another Vegas Ministry story. I was in Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel, and they, at the time, had a thing. It was like where you drum along with the record.
I remember that.
Yeah. And So I picked foolishly. I picked Jesus Built My Hot Rod, forgetting that Ministry had two drummers. And when you watch that video, they've got two drummers. Mm-hmm. How do you do it with just one drum?
I do work. You know what I'm saying?
Gets it done.
How? And at the end of trying to drum along with my forearms were sore.
Yeah, I got four limbs.
That's what she said.
Is there a track that you guys play to live?
No,
also?
It's all me.
It's all live?
Yep.
Yeah. They had double bass on the keyboards. And during rehearsal, I was doing it. And Al said, "Where's the double bass?" And John's like, "Well, Aaron's doing it. You know, we don't need to use it."
Wow.
Because I practice, you know. I was scared. I didn't want to mess up. And
sure. And also, the Ministry drum sound is very unique. Did you have to tweak your drum kit to get
It's a mixture of real drums and electronic drums.
Well,
yeah.
Well, the secret's out.
Yeah, I still have to hit them, but right. each
But
each
they
song
have they
much.
Have a specific, yeah, they're tuned to that specific.
Are they mixed into the real drums, or are they to the side?
Yeah, there's microphones on the drum and also triggers.
Right.
So that sends... a specific sound, like some songs, like I have a tambourine on my snare drum sound.
Right.
Every time I hit my snare drum, there's a tambourine sound.
Right.
You're like hitting it like really hard.
Yeah.
Bam, and it just.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Just stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's funny because we're talking about Revolting Cocks, and hopefully we'll get back to it. But it goes by so quick. The loudest drum sound I've ever heard in my life is Beer, Steers, and Queers. Mm-hmm. I remember I heard that in the club. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's and Ministry's just known for that kind of thing.
Al, I think he used to be a drummer, and he's very rhythmic.
Right, but let me. Because we want to get to some naked juggling. So I want to get to your career because you played with some really obviously you practice.
Yeah, almost every day.
So how do you get in the studio with John Five from Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie? And you're playing on his records, which
John
are not...
John Five he's a stalker.
John Five stalked you?
Yeah. He stalked me for a long time.
He stalked my girlfriend. I think he stalks lots of people.
I don't know anything about John Five. Is he a stalker?
He stalked many people.
Yeah.
He is a stalker.
He's happy now. He's very happy in the relationship now, but I think before he
So you got the girl that John Five wanted.
No,
are you saying John Five's keeping
him
me?
Went after my girlfriend.
Yeah, he was relentless.
Series.
Yeah, but his albums are no joke. I mean, the
Shredder.
He had Albert Lee on one of the records. He had Steve Vai on one of the records. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if he played on with all those guys, but
yeah. I mean, John rehearses 8 hours a day. Still, when I would call him Hey, John, what are you doing? Sitting on the John. What are you doing? I'm just playing.
Yeah.
You know, he's just on the bathroom, just right. playing, whatever.
So do you play guitar when you shit?
or play the flute?
Yeah, I play the sax.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the sax. Oh, yeah. The tuba.
No, I do play the sax.
Right.
So does Aaron. We both play the sax.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Why did you bring your saxes? We could have had a whole duet. You guys could have done like...
Hablamos español también.
You guys could have done like Hooker Bot 3000 on sax.
Yeah, very good, dude.
Dude,
you did your research, dude.
No, no. The first time I went up to San Quirin.
Wow.
First time I went up to you was at Fetish Nation. And I told you how much I liked that Revolta Cockstracket. We're at Fetish Nation.
What is that?
Remember Fetish Nation when they had Club Circus and they had like the Fetish thing?
Yeah.
But then they had the Rave Club. And I went up to you. I'm like, Sin. And so we started talking. I'm like,
that's right.
I really like that Revolta Cockstracket. And you're like, you know, and and all the people on that record, you were doing another side band.
That's one person that bought it, maybe.
I was the only one, I think.
Probably.
And it wasn't really the Revolta Cox.
Judging my royalty checks, you probably are the only one.
none of the original Revolta Cox.
They were considered a punk rock band.
None of the original Revolta Cox were on this record. They did a record where they had Sin and a bunch of musicians. It wasn't the original guys, but it had that vibe.
I mean, it was, you know, Revolta Cox has been around forever. And it was, you know, originally it was Al, Luke, and Richard from Front 242.
Right.
And, you know, then they had Phil Doe and then, you know, Paul Barker. I mean, they had a bunch of different guys in the band. So the band hadn't really done anything for years. And after I did The Last Sucker...
Right.
I was in Texas, and Al said, "Hey, I want you to help me write the new Revolta Cox record." And I said, "Fuck, awesome!" And so I said, "You know what? What's the direction we're going in? What do you have?" And he's like, "I don't have anything." He's like, "It's your job." And so I started writing, and I didn't know what the hell, you know, I didn't know which direction he wanted to go in. So I wrote the song called Hooker Bot 3000 with Josh, with the singer at the time.
It's a fun song.
And that was it. And we played him that song, and he came down in the studio, and he listened to it, and he loved it. And he was like, write 10 more songs like that. And that's how that record, you know, kind of just happened. And every two or three days, I mean, we wrote that record in the studio, you know, without having anything written prepared.
It's got fun songs. There's a song called Lud Ferrigno.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song called I'm Not Gay. I mean, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's just fun kind of metal tinged dance music. I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't get the follow-up, which I think is called...
Got Cock.
Yeah, is that any good?
Good record. Really good.
Yeah. I gotta check it out. Okay.
Very good record.
I heard the Miso Horny cover.
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite. It didn't... Right. Yeah, that didn't come out.
You gotta hear Dykes.
Dykes is good?
Dykes is really good.
Dykes is good?
Dykes are good.
Yeah, we've had some Dykes in here.
No, you should check. If you liked Sexo Olympico, you'll like Got Cock.
I got Sexo Olympico used.
I like Got Cock.
Yeah, so I'm looking for Got Cock used, but I haven't seen it yet. But some used.
You have to do a follow up.
Got a lot of cock.
It's not like
Josie Chicken.
It's not like Josie Cat's records, which you can find for a penny on Amazon.com.
Got a Mexican
and then
cock.
And
that's
him.
Good. That's it. Yeah. That's the title right there.
Yes.
Got a Mexican cock.
Yeah. I think we got the new Revolta Cock screw right here.
Write that down.
Yes, Jenny. You got it.
Jenny, write that down. Jenny's asleep over there behind the board.
Every now and then she does not out.
We're
she's here for a long time.
She's
let's get back to the Aaron Rossi story. Well, first off, Aaron, you stylize your name. The two A's are capital, right?
Yeah.
Are you an AA?
No. I lost a magazine subscription sale when I was younger, and that has something to do with it. When I was in elementary school.
How cryptic. And your girlfriend's sitting, she knows the story. I mean, how cryptic. No, but, well, of course, if you were in Alcoholics Anonymous, you couldn't say you were, but it's interesting. And that went nowhere. So then after John 5, you played with Prong.
Yeah, Prong for 5 years.
Right. And then your ministry.
Yeah, ministry. And
he's been in a million bands.
Right. But what's the, you sent me something from a new band with the guy from Static X.
Yeah, it's a band from Brazil called Black Oil. And
they're Brazilian?
Yep. And they're playing the Hell in Heaven Festival coming up March 16th.
What's the name of the band again?
Black oil.
Black oil.
That's in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
It's in Mexico. My girlfriend's in the Butcher Babies. We did that last year.
Wait a second. Brazil, Mexico. I mean, this
it's in Mexico.
The show's turned into a geography lesson. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Black oil does well. But Black oil, South America.
But they feature Tony Campos from Static X.
Yeah, he sings on the song and plays bass.
Who played Ministry at one time, right?
Yep. That was 2008.
Well, why don't we give that a listen? I'd like to hear some of that.
Great.
You got some black oil there?
Black oil, yeah. Cayete.
Do it.
Cayete. Si no tienes nada bueno que decir, cállate.
Anyway, that's a taste of black oil. I like that.
Topless. Nice.
New album.
And when's the album
released.
Coming out?
Yeah, it's not released yet.
Is it released in Brazil?
We just finished recording the album with producer Christian Machado from the band El Nino.
Oh, okay.
And I think in the next few months it's coming out.
Okay.
BlackOil1.com.
I got to check that out.
Is that the first listen?
Yeah, that's the first
that's
time.
That's a Dark Bark Show exclusive.
Unreleased.
Wow.
Unreleased first time.
Nice.
Yeah.
We scooped Pioline and El Madrigal on that one.
Yeah, I let the band know. Hopefully it would be on, and thank you very much for playing it.
Sin got it. I don't know if Jesse got it, but yeah. So anyway.
I'm playing with my balls.
I'll bet you are. Well, Sin insisted that I have bottomless bartenders, even though he's drinking water, and topless jugglers on the show. So Josie said she would juggle topless.
I did not say that.
What did you say?
No, you said that.
I got the text right here.
No, I said.
I'll wear pasties.
Yeah,
and
I said I would. I don't even know how to juggle. I said I'd serve alcohol.
Cindy, do you want to see Josie juggle?
Of course.
Okay. Josie?
I can't juggle.
Let's go topless.
Yeah,
let's go topless first.
We won't get aired.
Just do it. Won't get aired. Ginger Lincoln squirts on her show. Come on, you can go topless.
Yeah, she got deleted.
She's back on. She's back on now.
Okay, they deleted her everywhere.
No, they deleted her after my show where I got a hand job from.
You
Gina
didn't
Hartley.
Get it. Oh, she scraped. You scraped by you with
Did
her
Did she
hand.
Touch my penis, Jenny?
No, she didn't.
Nina just touched him a little bit.
Touched skin on skin, right? Skin on skin, right?
No skin.
Say what?
Skin on skin. Okay, she's taking off. I don't know what's going on with the shirt. I see the nipples.
I always have wardrobe malfunctions, anyways.
I see the nipples. Josie's not going to take her top off. She always teases
me. I never take my top off. Yeah, we let the other girls
Okay,
do
but,
that.
But your cleavage is so huge. But look, those tits are, I mean, what we can see of your breasts is bigger than most women's breasts.
I will
see,
if you
Mandy,
cover them.
Mandy agrees with me.
Mandy, if you'll cover them.
Like Mandy, pasties. Come on over and cover those, okay?
Okay, come here.
Okay, this is a Mark first. Hell's Bell's taking off her top, but okay. Josie Cat is going to juggle naked.
I'm not going to juggle naked.
Juggle topless. Well, you want to make sure that's where a camera is.
Yeah.
Josie Cat is going to juggle topless. Okay, well,
you
saw a
slip.
I'll be in the bathroom. We'll be right back. Hello.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just
going to
do this.
Can I? Yes.
There
yes.
There we go.
Okay. So Josie Cat is juggling naked.
Oh, wow.
He's juggling naked. As you requested, Sin.
Nice.
He's juggling body.
Nice.
Hold on.
I got you. You got me,
girl. Aren't
okay,
you glad
I
you
got,
came,
I
Mandy?
Over, get out of here.
Okay. Oh! So, Hell's Bell, you might be my new permanent co-host.
Okay. There you go.
All right, let's give her a hand.
Good job.
Good job.
Forget Mandy. Give her a hand.
Oh, hey, yeah. Thank you, Mandy.
You're welcome.
Did you do your photo shoot with Justice? Not yet? No. Pretty soon?
Yeah. Anyway.
No, not yet.
As you requested, last time Hell's Bell danced on the table for you and the guitar player for the Temptations. Now we have Josie Cat hit me in the eye with a ball.
You've had that a long time coming.
Oh, please.
Ball to the face.
What, your naked breasts? Yes, I have that a long time coming.
You've been wanting that a long time coming.
Well, I'm not going to deny that. You wanted to give it to me for a long time coming.
Oh, please.
Anyway, so
give me a break.
Give me a break.
So you were on the track with John Five for the soundtrack of Lords of Salem.
Yeah.
So I've always thought that there was a feud between Rob Zombie and Al Jurgensen. I remember there's a thing on YouTube where Jello Biafra even says, "Oh my God, when I thought Astro Cube 3000, I thought, oh my, he's totally doing the hat and the beard. He totally looks like Al." I imagine Al going, "Oh my God, what is this?" Is there a feud between
that's just Jello impression?
That's a very accurate Jello impression. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Either Jello or Richard Simmons.
Jello, that's please. Jello Simmons. Come on. Okay, maybe I should draw it out.
Richard Biafra.
Yeah. Tell Drag the Fuck, yes. California,
over us. Jenny is not amused. I'm just
Jenny.
That
the Dead
out.
Kennedys were a punk band in the early '80s, and Jello Biafra was their lead singer. So, is there a feud between Rob Zombie and Al Jurgensen? Because in the book, Al Jurgensen says there's not.
I think Al was too busy. What about Rob?
Did he say anything about Al and you were in ministry and
never
come up?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
No, I think bands are attracted, to my drumming because of the name Ministry attached to it. They want that element.
But you were on there for the John Five connection because you played with him before.
Yeah, so he called me up. Hey, you want to come play with me and Zombie?
Because that's another thing. Because Rob Zombie, like his whole band is like the guys from Marilyn Manson are like now all his band.
You're right. Yeah, Ginger Fish on drums.
Yeah, so all these guys are going to come back around and play with Society One at some point. I don't know what's going to happen.
And Prong.
He'd be surprised.
Is there going to be a Prong record in the future, or what's going on with Prong?
Prong's working on a new album right now with another drummer, obviously. Not me. But,
you're out of Prong?
Yeah, I've been out of Prong since Revolting Cox, when I played in Revolting Cox.
Oh, you played Revolting Cots too?
He did the Sex
Olympico.
Because that's when Revolting Cox opened for Ministry.
No, that was 2006.
Okay. 2006, okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's when I first came into that whole
camp. So, Josie Cat, listen to this. You have two bands.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to do a show where Pissant opened for Carrera?
That would be lame.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't work with the singer.
Well, apparently Al Jurgensen didn't think it was lame because he did a tour where he opened up for himself.
Revolting Cox opened
for Ministry.
It's a great tour.
Yeah. I wanted to go see it. I don't know why I didn't, but
unbelievable tour.
Cuz I went to see saw both you guys on the last the final tour, which may or may not be the final tour.
What, 2008?
2008. Mm-hmm. I was at the House of Blues in LA. And
which night?
It was I think it was last night.
We did like four nights, right?
Yeah.
Let me consult my calendar. I get back to you soon. But I was
Did the fence fall down the night you were there?
No.
Because that happened one of the nights.
Well, I like that they put the fence up, but I got to tell you.
Yeah, good for you. I didn't.
Why? What happened?
I just didn't like the fence.
You didn't like the fence?
No, it was in my face half the time. Well, listen, I know why they did it.
It was
a throwback to the, Mine's a Terrible Thing to Taste tour. But that's a whole different kind of fence back then. This one was just like,
And you know what that's from? That's from playing really crappy places, like in Texas.
Right. So if you're playing the House of Blues, you don't need a fence.
Yeah, you don't need it.
That's why it was brought back. But no, I didn't.
But they didn't consult the same contractor. The fence was kind of shit.
No, not at all. No.
But I got to tell you, as I'm sitting there with a bunch of Ministry fans, first off, I don't know if you guys were aware, but there was a big chant, Halloween, Halloween.
No.
They wanted you guys to play every day as Halloween.
My gosh, no.
I'm telling you, I was sitting next to a guy, and people.
I believe you, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was. I know they wouldn't have played it anyway, but it was weird. But the show was weird because they played stuff from the last four albums or the last three, four albums that you had, And people were just kind of like, you didn't play any of the new, you didn't intersperse the old stuff with the new stuff.
No.
You pay like 2 hours of new stuff, which a lot of people didn't know. And a lot of people liked, though. I mean,
you guys played for 2 hours?
Yeah.
How long is the set?
Two hours.
If it was any other tour, I'd be like, okay. But it was the final tour. Everybody's expecting long old set. Stuff. So after like, you know, after like an hour, people were like, okay, when's the, yeah, did yeah. you feel that? Because people were like, when's the old stuff coming
out? Listen, I was up there playing guitar. So.
Yeah.
That's all.
I know that wasn't your call, but I mean, yeah. Did you feel like the crowd was getting a little restless at one point?
Nope.
Okay.
I was dodging the fucking fence, so I was having my own.
Well, I'll tell you what I was dodging. I'll tell you what I was dodging. And you know what? Concerts would be great if it wasn't for other people. I got to do private concerts because I was at Skinny Puppy last night, and there was a guy with a big giant hat in my face. He was screaming and barking like a dog. At the Ministry show, I had a guy right next to me who kept screaming, Peligro! Peligro! When you play Senior Peligro, yeah, Peligro. He just kept, it wouldn't stop. Like before and after, during and after the song, Peligro! Peligro! I liked the song, but geez, come on, dude.
Yeah.
So, but people were getting restless. And then you came out, you did like a half hour of like, you know, the minus from Everything to Taste, the NWO, all the classic Ministry, Just One Fix.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, maybe not even a half hour, like 20 minutes of it.
You go to a prong show, it's going to be, snap your fingers! Snap your fingers, man!
And then like, you ended
up
with like...
How long were the prong sets?
Oh, hour and a half.
How long's your prong? No, but then you guys did like covers, like Under My Thumb, and like the
that was fun.
The final encore of the Ministry show was Just Got Paid by ZZ Top.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the crowd was like, wait a second, this is it?
Hey, I was having a blast.
I love ZZ Top. I love that song, but I'll go see ZZ Top for that. I don't know.
Yeah, What a Wonderful World. And yeah, Just Got Paid.
Right, yep. Right. Okay.
Yep. We pulled out What a Wonderful World in
Europe. Because, you know, it's like going to see the Rolling Stones. You're like, where's Jumpin' Jack Flash? And I know they're like, fuck, I don't want to play Jumpin' Jack Flash again, but
no.
Whatever. Where does the time go?
And what are you going to do?
Where does the time
go? We tried to pull out. I would say, I want to play an old song.
There's another double entendre, see?
Let's play Missing. Let's try, play.
Yeah, we tried.
We
try to do some, like, and sort of some obscure old.
Nothing
old,
obscure. You know? Yeah, I was looking for some obscure.
It was out of our, you know. Out of our hands.
So. You know, I was there 2 days later still screaming for revenge, but that's just me.
Yep.
Anyway, which is a great fucking song. I'm sorry. It's a different kind of song. It's a good song.
Yep.
Anyway, what's going on with Supermanic, Finn?
We're finishing up an EP. We kind of scratched what we had and sort of, restarted.
Right.
Much better studio we're at now, so we're trying to get the right sound and everything.
And this has nothing to do with Supermanic's All the Ministry song. This is a whole new band. We're going to play this song while you spank the two of them. But before we do that, Aaron, how do people get a hold of you? You've been a great guest.
Thank you.
And he teaches. Yeah. We didn't even talk about that.
And Sig Quirin teaches at the Grammy Museum.
Yeah.
I'm going to start teaching at the Grammy Museum. Yeah.
Okay, so would people want to take lessons from Aaron Rossi?
iamashredder@gmail.com.
You got iamashredder@gmail.com?
And Yahoo. Yeah.
Wow.
I am a shredder.
Wow. He's a good drummer and he's a good social networker.
When I met the drummer of Kitty years ago.
Love Kitty.
She's like, my email is jesusismyboyfriend@hotmail.com.
Right.
I thought that was awesome.
Right. And Sin, how do people get a hold of you?
My website, sincurin.com.
And Josie Cat.
Just Google Josie Cat, JOSIKAT, and you'll find all my networks.
And go to Goth Comedian on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. Dark Mark Show. This show has gone by so fast. You guys getting ready?
Thank you guys for coming on.
It's 2 hours for some reason.
No, it's 1 hour. No. But are you guys ready to get spanked by Josie?
No.
We're gonna play Supermanic and we're gonna see what happens. We're gonna play some Supermanic and get out of here. Have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.
Thank you.